Governor Herbert and state lawmakers appear to be close to a deal that would avoid a veto override session. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Jeff, the main issue is over that public education budget line item the governor vetoed. The House and Senate are continuing to poll their members about whether they want to call an override session, while the governor says he's met with leadership and they are close to reconciliation on different issues. The Deseret News says apparently a sticking point is that teen cooking show in the budget. The governor does not want to use state funds for a reality TV program. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, it looks like there will not be a veto override session of the Utah State Legislature.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more on a potential deal between the governor and state lawmakers.
Jeff, the Deseret News reports an agreement has been reached on restoring the entire $4.5 million in funding for early education programs. But a source says the governor will not budge on the teen cooking show funding he vetoed. He does not want to use state funds for a reality TV show. The governor has vetoed the line item on the education programs in part over questions over their effectiveness. And since then, state House and Senate leaders have been polling their members on willingness for that veto override session. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.